Welcome into DC On Screen episode 349. We are about to get super spoilery on Arrow 517, Capuchon. To recap, back in Russia, Anatoly and Oliver take aim at Kovar's plans for a political coup. They fail at first, but with some cooperation from an in-house informant, manage to kibosh Kovar's takeover. Oliver takes Kovar down even against the advice of Anatoly, and seems to have the Bratva problem under wraps. Anatoly is now a leader, and Oliver is made a captain. Unfortunately, Kovar isn't completely dead. In the present, Chase has Oliver in his custody, and the torture is underway. He shoots him with arrows, threatens Felicity and the crew, and even puts him through a death match with Evelyn in search of an ambiguous confession. Oliver finally admits that he likes killing people, and Chase lets him go. Oliver returns to his anxious team and announces that he's done with all of this. By the way, I'm David C. Robertson. This, my co-host, Jason Goss.
Hello. Can I start with some hyperbole?
Might be the best episode of Arrow ever.
Yes. I mean, honest to God, it's got to be the top three. And to tell me that it's not the best episode I've ever seen of Arrow, I need you to cite examples.
Yeah,
which anyone is welcome to do, obviously. But like that sounds like a fun little conversation. But this was a great episode by any stretch. It is the darkest episode of Arrow I've ever seen, and that includes Little Drummer Boy, that includes Moira in the alley with Deathstroke, all of that. That includes Shadow getting shot. This was the darkest episode I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
the thing that stands out even more than that for all these, like, we can talk about best ever episode or maybe the darkest episode or something. I don't know if I can... You would have to show me somewhere that this wasn't Stephen Amell's best performance.
He did a pretty phenomenal job.
This was another level. I mean, I wish there were more people in this scene because I feel like they would have been elevated by what he did. This was almost outside of the boundaries of CW. Like, this was the best episode or best performance I've seen maybe on the CW, just in general.
Mm.
That was phenomenal. Like, the way he breaks, his yelling about, I don't know what you want me to tell you, all that stuff. Like, the pulling the chains, the heartbreak when he sees Evelyn, the pleading with her, like, we can get out of here, the pleading with Prometheus about, like, after he shows the Felicity's glasses, and all, just all of it was just, he killed me the entire episode.
Mm-hmm. He did a really good job.
And I gotta say, if everyone's listened to our other podcast, we've been talking about, like, last 4 weeks has been a theme. Well, last 4 weeks, Arrow's been the best show on television right now. At least in our world. I never thought I'd say that. I mean, anyone who's been listening to Arrow commentary for a long time knows that we have taken some shits on this show. It has happened.
Sure.
This season has been an exception. We've been really proud of it this year so far. And last four episodes, it's been the one leading, like, easily. It's been more it's been true to itself. It hasn't messed with its characters' motivations, and it hasn't done just some bizarre things that the other shows are doing right now. And oh my God, I've never been more invested in the backstory of Russia and in a backstory in even Arrow. Like, even season one of Arrow, this is outdone season one's backstories. I think I'm done gushing. I'm not sure. I was just very happy.
Yeah, I think I agree.
You agree with most of the gushing?
I got nothing. You know, it's a fine thing. I've enjoyed it quite a bit. This episode had me on the edge of my seat. I literally just, you know, laid in bed and activated my little CW app and watched this thing last night. Didn't bother making notes just because I wanted to. Yeah, I'd heard good things about this episode in particular. And
yeah, I'd watched it a couple days before you, and I kind of texted you, like, hey, let me know when you watch Arrow. I was trying to be very ambiguous, though.
Yeah, but if you say, let me know when you watched a thing, that means it was really good.
Yeah, normally. I try to, like, not at least sway it. I didn't want to say, like, Arrow was amazing. Let me know when you see it.
Yeah, and then Bethany was like, hey, have you seen Arrow yet? And I was like...
Okay, people are coming at me from everywhere. I've got to watch Arrow.
Yeah. I was like, was it good? Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, just to pick on one scene in particular, the cut scenes, the directing on the editing, if you want to call it, whichever one really deserves credit for this, how it went down. The cut scenes between the Kovar fight and Oliver being hostage there at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that was good television. That was just good television.
It was.
Really,
it was.
Really well done.
I love that Evelyn was faking being dead.
Yep.
She actually,
I've never really liked that actress on the show too much, but she did a pretty good job, you know, in that scene.
Yeah. I believed her. I can't take another day here. I can't do this. I'm sorry. Blah, blah, blah. And then
that
terrible, horrible little smile of hers when she gets up. And, just, man, they broke him. Mm-hmm. They broke Ollie. And, I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to lie. There were some feels there.
Lots of feels. I mean, and they've done a great job this season, I've said before, keeping the past and the present thematically linked. And this time they were thematically and even repetitively linked. Like, Anatoly tells him at the end of the Russian storyline,
yeah,
you kill because you like it.
Yeah.
And it makes a whole point about, like, you know, the more you create this other personality, the more he's going to win. Like, you're going to create this other person. It's going to take over who you are. Like, you can't hide behind a hood, all that stuff. Anatoly apparently gives him every piece of information he might have needed to have gotten through this season.
Yeah.
And let me point out the darkest line I think that has ever been in Arrow. Ready?
Okay. All
right. Now it's just after, like, I'm sitting here writing down, like, holy shit, Oliver's flaying guys. and then Anatoly walks in, and even he's scared. And then there's a scene where, like, Anatoly's still getting on to him, like, you know, you I don't like what this town is doing to you, stuff like that. Like, earlier he had said, this place is not good for you, Oliver, go home. But Anatoly walks over there, and he's been torturing this guy to try to get information about Kovar's plan. That's the whole setup. He picks up the sheet, and Anatoly even kind of grimaces, going, oh, you know, this guy was pretty tough, though. It looks like he held out for a while. And Oliver says, he gave up pretty quickly. The rest was me practicing.
Mm-hmm.
I literally went, oh, shit. Just watching the show said out loud, oh, shit.
Yeah. That scene was so rough that it actually, I think it gave me a mark against it a little bit, because I was just like, at no juncture in Arrow history have we ever seen any evidence that Oliver was that guy.
No, we have. You remember him torturing the guy in Hong Kong?
Yes, but not to the point where he was like, oh, okay, I got what I wanted. I'm going to keep flaying you because I'm crazy as shit. Like, we never got that.
I don't know. I could deal with that, because they have done it's been a build up where, like, we have seen precedent that he can go too far. We knew that. We know he kills not randomly by any stretch, but he doesn't hesitate to pull a trigger when he thinks he needs to. If it's him or you, you're done. And
that's different than torturing someone who's already given you the information. That's totally
it
different.
It is, but this is the first time he's done what Talia said and created the other person. And they make a point throughout the episode of Anatoly saying, you're creating this other person. And Anatoly even says, like, you know, I saw that look in your eye. I saw the monster. You know, I had some line about that. Like, the part of the episode is pointing out that when he gets into the Arrow or the Hood or whatever, you know, dual personality character, he's capable of being a complete monster. And like, that scene for me just put a lid on it. Like, all right, well, this is how far he can really go. And like, he, mm-hmm. and it did do a good job of, like, it was kind of like the alley-oop, you know, before the ball actually goes in later when he screams, because I wanted to and I liked it, about killing.
Mm-hmm.
It does. It precursors that confession that, like, that's what Adrian Chase has been looking for the whole time. Like, you're not just a monster. You're not a reactionary monster. You are actively a bad person.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm at odds with it, because, you know, I see that and I didn't. It's like, can I watch a show about a superhero who did that crap?
Like, well, yeah, you know, it this has is you and the whole
this
time,
is me
like,
who's.
I'll
like,
bet he never told Felicity about that. You know.
Yeah, I bet not. But, you know, and I'm the guy's like, ah, hell, who cares? Kill people, Oliver.
Yeah.
But, you know, watching this, I'm like, dude, you're not okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, I say,
yeah,
like,
we were joking earlier, like, yeah, let him kill people again. And then you see a scene like this and go, maybe he shouldn't kill people anymore.
Yeah. I mean, it, you know, it's a small qualm in a magnificent episode.
And, you know, after this is one of the lines that really, really hurt me for the character, for Oliver. I think it's the line that finally broke him. You know, he does the confession about, I wanted to and I liked it. And then later, he's just sitting there kind of whimpering, like, you said you'd let me go. Before he burns off the tattoo, which is another just, it is a very brutal episode, but it's dark mm-hmm. for good reasons. Like, burning off that tattoo was, I thought it was poignant. I didn't think any of the violence was grotesque. I thought all the violence made sense. It was all there for a good reason. But before that, Adrian tells him, you used your father's memory to justify a killing spree. I think that's maybe the thought that, like, in my head, in watching it, that was the line that finally broke him. I think that was the last straw. And just how the again, Stephen Amell, wonderful job. It just, the way he's limping out of that cage, the way he just kind of barely stumbles into the, you know, the bunker there with the rest of the team,
the quiver,
yeah, the quiver. it's over for me. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm shutting it down. Just the way he walked, he was broken.
Yeah. I like the idea that, you know, I like the idea that he is capable of, in some ways, I like the idea that he's capable of flaying a dude just for practice, but that, you know, John and Felicity wound up being the ones who, like, kept him grounded, you know, kept him,
yeah,
killing on a minimal level.
He finds the support. Like, end of the last episode, they say, you know, he says, like, my team is my strength. Adrian pretty much laughs at him, you know, it's cute. And
he's been saying that all season.
Yeah, all season it's been like, I need you guys there to keep me from doing terrible things. That's been another thing they've been working on. It's just, it was rough to see him finally break. I mean, plenty of episodes left. I mean, what do we got, 6 or 7 at least?
Yeah, we got 6, I think.
So not sure where that's going, but it was interesting to see.
Well, I mean, as we called last week, Adrian's probably done for the season.
Yeah.
And looks like Kovar is the big bad.
Yeah. You got to want, and something I was wondering at the end of the episode, he says, I'm done with all this. Okay. Well, he's still mayor.
I would think.
Does he go back to his job? Does he almost go back to his job with him and Adrian are kind of cool. Like we went through this thing, but yeah, you proved your point kind of deal, or. Because he can't. I mean, Felicity's not going to let him do that. I mean, it's still the guy that killed her boyfriend. She wants him out of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Certain parts of the pieces in the story, like, it's still the guy that tortured Susan. Like, he's got a lot of revenge still on his mind, but...
Maybe.
You get the feeling there really wasn't anything that fiery on his mind at the end of the episode.
Mm-mm.
So I just wondered if he was going to go back to some city council meetings and just try to run the city and forget about all of it. I wondered, you know, where they're going to be with him emotionally the next episode.
Yeah, I think we'll find him doing that, and we'll find John and Felicity finding their way into continuing the team somehow.
Yeah,
Felicity will fall into more of her hacker crap.
Well, the synopses tell me that Felicity's about to find out something, you know, pretty disturbing about Helix. Okay.
Hmm.
Rest of it's a little ambiguous, but oh, by the way, John Berryman, you realize, is on every show but Supergirl this week.
Yeah, he did show up quite a bit, didn't he?
Everywhere. And for an episode that was so dark, it had that one really funny exchange between him and Anatoly.
Gangster.
Yeah. Knock a Merlin, blah, 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 blah. Anatoly, gangster.
That was fun. Mm-hmm. I love Anatoly.
Oh, he's great. He's great. I'm hoping he's part of the present now. Because Russia's pretty close to wrapped up. I mean... He didn't actually kill Kovar, but I don't know if that's going to be a thing that, like, takes place. They could continue that in the present or the past, is my point.
They could. Hopefully the past is over now, and they're just doing present storylines. But you know what? They can't. It can't, because he's got to wind up on that island at the
end.
Yeah,
I mean, they can minimize the amount of island, but, or the amount
that
of...
That actually flesh, might... But... You know, Kovar might not actually even be the bad guy in the present. He might just be there to tell the rest of the flashback story of how he got back to Lian Yu.
Possibly. I'll be honest, Rush has been so good that, you know, most of this episode pre-credit scene or pre-opening, you know, the arrow and the weird sound was Russian. And I kind of, about that time, I kind of thought the rest of this episode could be Russia. That'd be fine with me.
Yeah. I do wonder what they're going to do with Chase.
Yeah. I mean, they could write him off. It could be like he proved his point. He actually, by the way, I think it's Josh Segarra, did a pretty damn good job himself.
Absolutely did. Absolutely.
Don't want to take any points away from him on this. Yeah, like they could. I mean, he could be gone. It could literally just be Oliver shows back up to work and the DA is missing and no one knows where to find him. Period. Out. Mm-hmm. His work here is done.
I really hope he just keeps showing up.
Well, I don't know what his agenda is now. The whole point was to point out to Oliver who he truly was. Like,
well, you remember though, last week or week before, he's like, what the hell are you doing here? He's like, this is my job, Oliver. I take it very seriously.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's just crazy enough to keep showing up to work.
I think so. I really do. Which made me wonder again, like, how done is Oliver? Is he done enough that he's ready to go to prison and take Adrian Chase down with him? Like, full confessional style. This is everything. I'm the Green Arrow. That guy's Prometheus. We should both be arrested right now. Look like a definite maybe.
It does.
I don't know how much more I had on the episode. I was just so damn happy with it.
I was too. I don't know. I didn't have a whole lot. Like I said, I didn't take notes. So I just sat there with my eyes wide and a big dumb grin on my face. And as soon as the episode was over, I passed out. Right. But
I did. There was something when Merlin and Kovar are talking, I kind of wanted him to make some reference to like some seismic bomb technology that Merlin was maybe getting from Kovar. Like I wanted it to connect to the undertaking.
I did too.
And they passed, you know, they have a deal going apparently, but they didn't get specific about it. I wanted that little shout out.
Yeah. And, you know, as we didn't even, as dark as the episode was, as dark as we've talked about it being, we didn't mention all the people that we see get, you know, killed by sarin gas.
Yeah. Yeah.
That messed up.
That looked pretty brutal. Oh, and, you know, speaking of brutal, I forget their names now, even, and whatever her name was, the guy and girl on the island the previous season that he's been avenging this whole season.
Vlad and Tiana?
Vlad and Tiana, I think. Russian Spanish girls, all I could remember.
Oh, man, her mom. Oh,
didn't you feel terrible?
I felt bad for her. I felt really
and,
bad for
you
her.
You know, when they actually showed her, like, it looks like he literally hit her in the face until she died. Like,
bit,
the bruising on that, it was fresh bruises, too. Like, it just looked like he punched her until she was dead. I felt terrible. Like, I mean, you hated Oliver having to be the person who told her they were dead to begin with, knowing that he actually was the one who ended both of them, popped both their necks.
Mm-hmm.
But he is at least trying to, you know, make it right. And then, like, I was so proud of her. She was very brave, and she went out without any knowledge that her kids were okay and in serious pain. I just thought, man, it's one of those moments where this is a very brutal episode moment.
Mm-hmm.
But again, jeez, not gratuitous violence, all made sense.
Mm-hmm. Our buddy and listener Eli Opelders just messaged me. By the way, if you guys haven't listened to his show, Stealing the Remote, wonderful podcast. Mm-hmm. He just sent me a message saying I am mining this thing, the Justice League trailer, for screen grabs.
Nice.
Backgrounds aplenty to choose from. And parademons.
In case you didn't catch it, the Justice League trailer's out there.
Yeah, so we talked about it earlier. But yeah, I just got that. Thought it was funny. That's sorry. But yeah, rough episode, but a very good episode.
Yeah, I'm in love with it.
I think I'm done.
Me too. The only thing I could say other than that is I don't really know what they're going to do the rest of the season to top that.
I don't know. But traditionally when we get here with Arrow, it all goes downhill very quickly. Once we have that really good episode, they're like, oh, how can they top it? They don't.
So that may be what we're looking at. We'll see. But it's been the best show on the CW, at least in our world. It's been the best show on TV for the last month, and I have to stop and congratulate it. Let's see.
Good job, Guggenheim.
By my count, though, we're going to get next episode is called Disbanded, and then there's like a month break before the last four episodes.
That's crazy. Yeah.
The last four are going to, well, they're airing them in May. I mean, they're going to take a break, so they air through May. That's standard.
Yeah. Well, I think that does it. I love this episode.
That was great.
And we are DC On Screen. You can find every episode at dconscreen.com. Downloads are so incredibly important, so please remember to subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to us. And we do appreciate your, should we call it patronage?
Yeah, sure.
Downloadedness-age? listenerage?
Listenership.
I do like that. We're proud members of the Giant Size Team Up Network, GiantSizeTeamUp.com. As for where you can find us, you can find us on Twitter at DC On Screen, Facebook, DC On Screen, Instagram, same thing, DC On Screen. One word across the board, or DCOnScreen@gmail.com. We are going to be coming back on Tuesday with the news, and we're going to have a good time on those episodes. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know. Until then, keep some DC on your screen.